Spring ball is already here. You haven't seen nothing yesterday. I played me in tennis ball. Talk about the excitement of being able to get going.
Well, you know, we had a great offseason, and, you know, it was a good way to go into the offseason with the win in the bowl game. And, you know, just everybody's excited about all the guys we got coming back. We got had a young team, and so we're just all ready to, you know, get back at it and start practicing again and get out of this offseason stuff and get back to football.
How's going into the spring different for you? Because last year no one knew who the quarterback was, and it was kind of an open competition. Now it's all maybe assumed that you're the guy for the job.
You know, I don't want to say it's, you know, there's no pressure or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, it was, you know, last spring was good because, you know, me and Steve battled it out all spring. And, you know, after getting 8 games under my belt, I feel like I've kind of sunk into my spot here on the team. And, you know, just looking forward to going out there and, you know, being with the guys again and, you know, leading hopefully a very productive offense.
You've been here 3 springs with Dooley. What's the difference from the first one to this one? What have you seen changes? Or?
Well, honestly, you know, we haven't even started our spring ball yet, so I mean, I really probably couldn't tell you. But you know, from the second spring to the first spring, just you know, getting more familiar with the system, and now you know, being my 3rd year, I feel like I'm there, and you know, I know pretty much all that we need to know right now, and so now we can, you know, especially with Coach Self, we're just working on building on it. You know, just, you know, a lot more things that we can, you know, throw into the offense, a lot more audibles, a lot more, you know, stuff on my plate that I should be able to handle.
How excited do you just get back out there and just start playing?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, you know, when you play ball, that's what you want to do. You want to play ball. And, you know, I mean, lifting weights and running in the off season, you know, that's a part of it. But so getting out there in spring ball is a good time to just, you know, halfway through the year, just, you know, touch on things that you may have lost from the season, and you know, we're all looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be a really good spring.
Do you think the fact that Julie had other kind of job offers on the table there towards the end of last season, do you think it makes your teammates appreciate him a little more?
Definitely glad that we know that he wants to be here, and you know, I mean, we knew that from the start, and he told us that, and so you know, him passing on a couple of opportunities, and you know, he's not the only one. We had a couple of other coaches pass on you know, opportunities in other places, in other schools. So, you know, it's great to know that, you know, they believe in us and that, you know, they're behind us all the way. And they obviously feel like we can have a really great season next year. And, you know, so do we. So we're all excited about that and ready to go.
Has the enthusiasm, Ross and all, from the Indy Bowl carried over now to this point? I mean, do you see a different level of excitement maybe?
Well, yeah, that's definitely, like I said, you know, coming up, you know, that bowl game was big for our program. It was, you know, a great way to cap off last year. And so, you know, it's always good to have that momentum going into the off seasons because, you know, we feel like we've had a great off season so far, you know, in January and February. And, you know, having that momentum carry from the end of the season will probably carry right into the spring and, you know, keeps our confidence level up and ready to rock and roll.
Have you talked goals at all for next year? I mean, Independence last year, what are the goals for this year? Or do you kind of talk about that?
Well, definitely, you know, the expectations for us now, we feel, are a lot higher than what they were, you know, because we hadn't been to a bowl game, you know, we hadn't really had a winning season in a while, and, you know, we accomplished all that last year, and so, you know, our ultimate goal is, you know, the WAC title. I mean, that's what we want. We want to win the WAC, and then, you know, ultimately you do that, and everything else falls into place, the bowl game and, you know, top 25, whatever.
What are you looking to get out of this spring ball, and what is the team looking to get out of this spring ball?
Probably, you know, the team, I guess, filling in spots of guys that we have missed, guys that I've left, I mean. And, you know, me personally, I'm just looking to, you know, better my skills and better myself. And as an offense, you know, we just you get that passing game together. You know, hopefully, that's one thing that we really want to work on this spring is getting that passing game back on track so that we can present a really balanced attack next year. So, you know, that'll be a good get to work with the receivers again. So, it's kind of what we're looking forward to.
As a quarterback, you got a lot of starts last year, but you're only a junior. You got 2 more years. It's got to be nice to know that you still have 2 years left here.
I know. I'm very excited about it, and it's good because I get to build that, you know, that chemistry, the camaraderie with all the guys that, you know, also have been playing young. And so, you know, we'll be playing together for a while. And, you know, spring's a great time to, you know, touch on that, and especially with the receivers and the backs. And, you know, all my old linemen are pretty much my grade as well. So, you know, we all know that. We all know we got a couple of years together, so we're definitely excited about it.
Do you have a feeling that something special is being built over here in Ruston?
I think so. Most definitely. I think most of us do, and most of us feel like this program's on the rise, and our team's going to continue to get better and better.
what's it do for you guys to have, you know, right now it's listed as 9 starters back on offense, and I can vary either way, but just to have that much experience coming back?
Definitely big, definitely really big, and you know, us, you know, all working together and knowing the offense, and that way, you know, going into spring, you don't have to really reteach a whole lot of things. It's, you can kind of just pick up where you left off, and, you know, ultimately when you do that, you know, your whole offense is going to get better, and so that's really what we hope to do, and we're just ready to get down and get back to work.
Is it hard to stay motivated as spring practice kind of wears on because you know that you don't have the, you know, an actual opponent coming up, or the guys pretty much stay excited all the way throughout up until the spring game?
I think everybody's different, but you know, it's in my opinion that, you know, if you love the game and you love to play ball, you know, you're going to enjoy it no matter what you do. I mean, I don't think if you get tired of it and you don't really enjoy playing, I don't think you can really play as well as you want to, or you should even be out there. So, you know, for me on a personal standpoint, I like getting back to it, you know, in the spring, just because, you know, the weather's a little bit different. You know, it's not hot August, you know, like camp is. You know, it's a little cooler, so. You know, that's definitely a more comfortable weather to be playing in, and you know, that's just one thing about it. I'm just looking forward to strapping the pads back on and throwing around a little bit.
You'll need pads, but you won't get hit. Do you wish that you could get hit or at least a little bit of contact here and there just to really, you know, get in the feel of it? I mean, not have someone, you know, take you out, but
there's
a little,
yeah, just little bumps, but you know, it really doesn't matter to me if you know. I think my first spring here with Dooley, he did make a few of those quarterbacks live for a couple scrimmages, but you know, I don't know if he's going to do that this spring or not. But you know, as far as that contact is, I mean, I'm gonna do whatever coach tells me to. I mean, if he says keep the red shirt on, I'm gonna keep the red shirt on and have you know, no arguments with that. But because it's definitely easier to have clear throwing lanes and not have to worry about, you know, getting popped in the mouth after you make a pass. But you know, it honestly doesn't matter to me.
Not really fair as much as you run.
Yeah, I know. And defensive guys get mad at me with that all the time because they know they can't hit me. And whenever I take off, and like if I'll slide or something, they're like, man, you know, why are you sliding? Well, we can't tackle you anyway, so. But hopefully they'll just get used to it, or I'll stop sliding and just, you know, pat them on the butt or something.
You've got to be excited about your interior. I mean, you got everybody back in your line.
Yeah, definitely.
Comment on your offensive linemen.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, Rob. I mean, Cut, Lon, Ben. I mean, they're all coming back. You know, Jared Miles, Cabot. I mean, all of them, and they all got, you know, a couple years left with the exception of Ben Harris. But you know, and we know that, and you know, we talk about getting better, you know, as a unit all the time, and they've really done a great job this offseason. I've definitely, you know, from a personal standpoint, seen huge improvements, you know, physically and in the way that those guys are working out, and so I'm really excited to see, you know, how they step up in the spring and how they perform.
With vocal leaders like Quinn Harris and Willen Brown gone, who do you expect to fill those roles this spring practice?
Well, you know, Quinn and Weldon both being defensive players, I think, you know, Deion's done a great job so far, you know, holding, you know, gathering our defense together. And, you know, De'Anthony Smith's really stepped up, and Antonio Baker's really stepped up. You know, those guys that have been on the field and who have performed well on the field, I think a lot of guys look up to them on defense. And on offense, you know, I like to see myself as, you know, one of the guys holding it together. But, I mean, you know, other guys, you know, Lon Roberts is doing a great job. Daniel Porter pulls us together every once in a while. So we got you know, several guys on the team that have really held us together in the off season and should take us in the spring.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.